About Revelation 13, verse 16 and 17, about that. It's just all convenient. So we'll get into the U.S. dollar being devalued and the one world religion. Well, I want to start off with these chips in the hand. That's I think I first saw that article a few years back over in Sweden. And like I said, it's real heavy over there. Everything I read about it is all about, you know, convenience. You know, they're able to get into their office, get into their apartments. You know, they can, you know, buy things. You know, everybody's just so happy about that. Everybody is on board with it. It's just super convenient. You got to worry about no wallets. No more credit cards, no big bulky wallets, no credit cards. It was convenient. I read another article where you can buy some here in the U.S., go to Paris, buy something with the same chip. Just wave your hand. All convenient. And you may have to think that, you know, Revelation speaks on that, but you know, the big news, folks, they're not going to bring that up. They're not going to talk about the mark of the beast, nothing like that. That's conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's pretty much anything that's in the Bible. It's playing out before our eyes,
mm-hmm.
clearly. But, you know, it's got a lot of naysayers like to make a mockery of it. And, you know, things that the Bible said is being... You know, we're living it out.
Mm-hmm.
And also, even the believers, you know, they don't, the followers of Christ, they don't even believe everything that's in this Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you expect you can't expect anything more than the world. So what's your take on this here? Y'all, these chips in people's hands, I know some of them, some of it's on the left hand. I know the Bible said in the right, but the chip is a chip to me. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But what is your take on these people just so willing to take this chip for convenience?
Well, I tell you, I think for the devil to be pulling off in this day and age, the first is to put the church to sleep. And the way he does that is by getting church people to disbelieve God's word. And so if the church disbelieve, so-called church disbelieve God's word, then we'll completely ignore what Revelation 13 says about taking the mark of the beast and what's the purpose of it. And so I honestly think we're already living in that day. I remember credit cards and bank cards just being plain, you know, just being plain. They just had just something that you'd slide, you know, you slide across there. And it would read your information in that little strip on the back of it. And then they, and even before, it used to be that the banks would, they would only replace it when your card expired. But when this new chip, if you notice, if you look on your bank card or your credit card now, it's got this little chip on the inside of it to where you don't even have to slide it anymore. All you have to do is just put it in front of the little device and it'll pick up the information of it. And so that in and of itself is a chip. And I think basically they're getting us ready for that. Now, when I was a little boy, and this is how I know this has been coming into play, there was a program on TV that I used to watch when I was a little boy. I can't remember the name of it, but it was an older man. He would fly around in helicopters, and they would mark animals, and they would keep up with those animals, and they would put some kind of mark or device in those animals and tag. They would call it tagging the animal. So that whenever they would come back to the area, they could trace those animals and see how they were doing and things like that. And so to me, the technology has been there, and they have did a very good job at desensitizing people to that. Because the first, you know, so with animals, and then, of course, now they have it where people can chip their pets, you know, just in case, you know, little Bobby run off or whatever. You can go find them. You know, I say if they, that's just me. If they run off, they're not happy. And they just need to keep on going wherever they plan on going. But, you know, people actually literally take their pets to the vet to put chips in their pets so that, I mean, all the information, you know. It's crazy, Brother Harold. This one got allergies. You know, the pet's got allergies. So, you know, just in case I have to take it to the pet doctor, somebody find it and take it to the pet doctor, then they'll know not to give it this shot or whatever. It's like that, you know. So it's all experimental in the eyes of those that choose to be blind. You know, it's just all coincidence, but to me it's not a coincidence. And the unfortunate thing is people think that everything is a conspiracy. They think that it's you know, you're just a conspiracy theorist and everything is everything, but you know, if we believe that the devil exists, especially at the church, then why wouldn't we believe that he has a plan that is laid out for this world? The Bible says that he's the God of this world and he's the prince of the air. And so if he's the God of this world, then you know he has to have a plan on ruling this world at some point or another. You know, and so to me, a part of that is this whole one world system with the chip and bringing that into existence, and especially with what, and I imagine you're going to cover the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, what it talks about not being able to buy and sell unless you take this mark or this chip. And so, you know, we can see that we're moving to that now. You can go to the store now. Some stores don't even take cash anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, so you know. You know, and I remember, especially right when this pandemic happened, the stores, some of the restaurants were even saying, you know, unless you have exact change of in cash or whatever, if you don't have exact change, then we're not going to, you know, you have to use some kind of card or something like that. And to me, they have gotten people used to just sliding the card, just sliding the card. Some of us slide and don't care what's in there. We're just praying for a miracle, apparently. But, you know, just slide it. And so to me, it's getting us used to that system using chips and things like that. And, you know, we are a convenient society, just whatever is convenient. It's just easier to slide a card than it is to take your money out and count the cash nowadays. And so I that's what I think about it. I think that we are walking right into a trap. And it's going to be unfortunate that the frog is not going to know it's in the pot until it's been cooked.
Yeah,
Yeah, I was reading on these chips. Yeah, they have all your health history on there, all your whatever medical whatever medically going on with you. All that's on the chip. I think I read even a social security number, all that good stuff is on there. You just have a social media page and you can go to somebody's phone, wave your hand, and there you go. Your link will show up on their phone. She said something about the church. I don't want to sound negative or nothing like that, but that's just being real. For some strange reason, I think a lot of churches are going to fall for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just going by this COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
how people really ran towards this vaccine, take the shot. You know, a lot of shepherds and a lot of pastors, you know, they didn't want you in their church unless you took that shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that just make you wonder. They might encourage y'all to take that chip. You know, we need our tithes and offering. They don't pay with cash. Y'all got to get this chip. that's all right. We just go pray on it. We just need you to wave your hand over this machine. We need that. That don't mean y'all stop giving your tithes and offering.
Yeah, we'll just call it the holy chip.
Yeah. Call it something, but. Yeah, that's just something I was, you know, just wondering about. I think a lot of churches are going to fall for this thing, whenever it becomes, you know, mandatory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if they fell for the whole vaccine thing with COVID-19, you know, and I hate to say it, but I just think about how, you know, they got a lot of people to take that vaccine shot and said, told them they were safe. And then when they started getting sick again, it was everybody else's fault that hadn't taken the vaccine.
Yeah, that's
it. So, you know, it just lets you know, you know, I think about how the church people really are sheep. But in the wrong way, a lot of them will follow anything without checking anything. They'll follow it, but the Lord says, my sheep hear my voice. So there is. So if he said, my sheep hear my voice, then it must be possible to be sheep of something else. You know, and so the Bible tells us, the Lord tells us to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And so we're supposed to know what day we're living in. If we really believe that there's a devil, then we should definitely know that he has a plan. And his chip is definitely one of those plans. You mentioned earlier about Social Security, you know, Social Security number. Even that was a part, to me, of the system that we're walking into. Even that, you know, I did a lot of family research and things in back in the day and still do a little bit of it. And my daddy, if I'm not mistaken, he was born before a time before everybody had to have a Social Security number. And I sometimes look at my ancestors and I look at their, the paperwork that's on them, and I can see the day and, you know, and where they were living when they applied for their Social Security number, because back then you didn't have to have a Social Security number. And so the whole idea of Social Security number was what they say for Social Security. So nobody can be you and nobody, you know, and you can't try to be somebody else. Well, why? I don't know why people don't see that that's really a tag, like they tagging people like cattle, is really what that's about. It's not about your Social Security. It's really about the government being able to keep tabs on the citizens and being able, you know, I'll tell you. And we need to ask ourselves this question. Why is it when you go to the store, you can go to the store and buy a toilet tissue, and they're going to want to know your your phone number and your email address? So what's that? Can I just get some toilet paper? I just come in for toilet. I didn't come here to tell you my life story. So to me, what's all this? This is too much time. I got to use the bathroom. Time to hand out my life story every time I got to use the bathroom. So, you know, to me, I don't know why people can't see what's going on there. You know, that big brother is dipping their hands in the pot and getting too involved in the personal lives of people and keeping track of people. And we need to be very skeptical, you know. And of course, if you dig deeper into it, the idea, anytime the If you look at history, anytime a government overreached its in its authority and power over the people, they always used fear to do it. They always used fear to do it, which is what Social Security was about. This is, hey, if you don't want nobody to play like they you and get what you have coming to you, then we just tag you with this number. And I think they're going to do the same thing with this chip.
Yeah, that is on that number, 888-627-6008. And kind of ties in with the U.S. dollar being devalued and pushing for a worldwide currency. My memory serves me correct. I sound like something that Russia was pushing for. I don't know. I guess the U.S. dollar, I guess that's the main currency that people use, I guess, to do their trade and whatever. But Russia was, if I'm not mistaken, it was Russia. I don't know what China was with them, with them too, but I know Russia for sure wanted to devalue the U.S. dollar and go to a single currency for the whole world. So I don't think nobody caught that, but that's, you know, that's pretty much where that chip would come in at, like where Revelation 13 said nobody can buy or sell unless they have that mark in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just unfortunate. Some people maybe just naive, you know, to what's written, and there's some people know what's written, and they just can care less.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do what they want to do.
Yeah, I think about, you know, you're talking about the one world currency. I think about he was a leader. I think he was the dictator of Libya. And it's amazing to me, you know, how when we want to brand somebody and that we don't like as a leader, we call them dictators. And so his name was Gaddafi, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, for the most part, America was leaving him and his country alone until he started advising people to switch over to gold, get out of the whole currency system, because it's a trap, you know. And so he started trying to get other nations and other people to switch over to gold, because that's where the real value is. And when he started doing that, of course, you know the story, America assassinated him. And, you know, so to me, so he's been ruling his people for quite a while now, for decades. So if he was such a terrible leader, why wait this long? Why wait until he starts trying to get people to go back to gold and using that as a currency? Because, you know, of course, that's the real value. You know, anybody can. Here's the thing. Anybody can take a piece of paper and make it inflate. But when you're talking about gold, that's by the weight. So you can't say gold is worth this and gold is worth that. It's worth what it's worth because it's gold. It's something that's solid. It's, you know. And so, but with paper, you can do that. A dollar is not worth a dollar anymore. It's only worth 20 cents. But with gold, you can't do that. And so he was trying to get people back into that gold system, and they didn't like it, and they killed him because of it. Why? Because they went against the agenda of what they're trying to bring in, you know. And so, and to be honest with you, a lot of our leaders that have been assassinated, especially in the 60s, they were trying to wake people up to something, and it didn't matter how much the American people loved them or whatever the case was. As soon as, when you look at any leader, any, whether they were in politics or not, if they were assassinated, you can always trace it back to they done said something that went against the agenda of the satanic agenda that's out there. And that it never fails. It never fails. And so to me, definitely, you can see, to me, with the currency, what I believe concerning that is it seems like the people on the top, and what I mean by the people on the top, I mean the Illuminati, it seemed like they're trying to break people, and I mean financially. It's hard to control people when they can buy themselves and when they have the money to make decisions, their own decisions. But it's easier to control people if you're the one that's handing out goods and services. If you're the one that's controlling food, people will do anything for food. And so if you control the food, if you control the currency and things like that, then you control people. And so we see, you know, of course, it goes, this is, this comes from so many different angles. How the local farmers, are being put out of business. You know, people can't even, like, I can't grow something and sell it to you and you my next door neighbor without the USD wanting to put their stamp on it. And so because of, you see all of these things playing out, you see what exactly is going on. All of the whole food industry is being industrialized now, where you can't just, you have to go drive out and way out in the country somewhere to try to find some farmer's market, and even they're trying to shut them down. And so to me, people just need to wake up and see what's going on, that the government is overextending their policies and their power because they understand if we control the food, we control the people. If we control the finances, we control the people. People think that money is because it says Federal Reserve, they think that that means that the federal government is over it, and it's not. It's a few banks that just a few families are over, and so it's a whole separate entity that's controlling the currencies today. And that's what I see going on with that. And my prayers is that people will wake up. I think we have gone too far into it to try to stop it. I think that, but the Bible lays it out very clearly what believers are supposed to do to deal with it. First thing we have to do is become self-sufficient. We're going to have to learn to trust God and grow our own food. They can't stop you from growing your own food and feeding your own family. But we're going to have to trust God to be able to do that because he's the one that blesses the ground and, and sends rain to water the crops and things like that. Basically, we're going to have to go back to the old way of doing things and trusting God. And honestly, that's what God is trying to. God is allowing all of this to happen to drive his people back to him and the old way of faith and trusting in him as our source of livelihood. And my prayer is that church people will wake up and at least get on that bandwagon of going back to the old way of doing things and not fall into this system that they're, because it just seemed like to me so many church people are just walking, marching, just right along with it. And just blindly doing it. And my prayer is that this program and other programs like this will help to wake some of us up so that we can see what's going on and act accordingly.
You said something about controlling the people. I wrote that down on my notes here from a book here. It was, let me quote Terry Turner. Said, a total world population of 250 million. To 300 million, a 95% decline from present level would be ideal. So pretty much the smaller the population, the easier it'd be, it's easier to control the people. And those that might have followed this broadcast for a while, we spoke on that before, especially when I know it's touching that abortion. Then that's definitely a way to control the population, and even certain food that's slowly killing us. I know a guy was telling me about that. Stay away from that aspartame. I had a trainer back when I was trying to work out or whatever. He warned me some years back, just to stay away from the aspartame. So he'd be better off just eating sugar.
Mm-hmm.
There's some of the foods that we intake. It's a shame, but it seems like it's done purposely, though.
Mm-hmm.
These folks, these people are too smart out there. They not ignorant. They know this stuff is slowly,
mm-hmm.
slowly killing folks off.
Mm-hmm.
Through the foods we take, that's why really important that you pray over your food before you ingest it. It's just, there's some sick people out there in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what was all up in there, even that, that meth also, but it's some kind of preservative, whatever they put in these foods. The test really shows, the studies have shown that it's not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pushing out there to the people. So what a way to, so that's two ways to get the world population down to 250 million to 300 million to abortion and, I guess, death through food. You don't know what you eat out there nowadays.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're bringing up food, and I think about my wife and I, we've observed all of these, and I hate to say that name, but I'm going to say it. I hope we don't get in trouble, but these DaVita dialysis centers, and you know, they're popping up like McDonald's now. You know, in every city you're gonna see one, and of course we know what dialysis is. Somebody kidneys are not functioning correctly to purify the blood, and so when people, I had a friend that was on dialysis, and he would go, and I think he would be there for about 5 hours. And they pump, basically they circulate and pump his blood through this machine that purified it, did what the kidneys were supposed to do, because his kidneys were no good. And I was trying to figure out at one time, why is all of these dialysis centers popping up? Why are so many people's kidneys failing? And it's the medication. It's certain foods that people eat that's destroying their kidneys. You know, even sodas. You know, my friend that was on dialysis, I asked him, you know, why you're young. You only about, at that time, he was about 32 or something. Why you know, dialysis, that's for older people. And he said, well, when I was little, my mother used to put soda water in my bottle. Mm-hmm. So he drank a lot of soda, you know, so, you know, just things like that. And medicine, you know, they don't want to tell you what to eat that aspirin could do, you know, what food to eat to take the place of certain medication. They just know the chemicals of certain foods and put it all in a pill. And of course, those pills are not natural, so they destroy your natural body when you take them. And so, you know, all of this again is a part of the population control. You know, we just gonna dump you full of pills and have you thinking that you're doing yourself some good, and before it's over with, you'll be taking 10 and 20 pills because this pill will do this for you. This will help your gas problem or whatever it is you have an issue with. But now we got to give you a pill for the damage that this pill is going to do, you know, because this one is going to do this. And so people taking 10 and 20 pills a day and all of it is destroying something. And then you got to take another pill for what's been destroyed for another pill. See, so there is nobody's trying to find a solution, no real solution, because nobody really want a real solution. Population control is the part of the goal of this, what we see happening. And you think about it, and I don't know why people don't think about it. Why would the federal government, or why would the government, period, train people to be okay with killing their own children? You know, just speaking of abortion. Well, you know, when you think about population control, what is their goal in population control? The strong survive. The strong survive. And so the elite people that's sitting at the top, they know if you're killing your own child, then you don't deserve to survive. You know, the strong won't do that. The weaker do that, because the weak-minded feel like, well, just let me go out and please myself and do what I want to in my body, and I can, you know. But the elite are not thinking that way. The elite aren't aborting their children, I can promise you that.
Hmm.
They're not doing that at all. And so they're freezing their eggs, you know, so that they can. So the idea is the strong survive. They want a Superman humanity. And they know if you got a mind to go out and just sleep around and do all that, you are not part of that elite system, and you are not what they want here in the future. So yes, just keep going. Go ahead and kill all your offspring, and keep falling into the same thing that you've been falling into. Eventually, in their minds, the stronger survive, and the weaker just keep killing each other off some kind of way. You know, through not doing their own research and really paying attention to what's going on in this world.
Oh yeah, we're speaking on the New World Order. You know, people think it's a conspiracy, but it's going to play out. It's just everything going that's said in the Bible is we're seeing it, but we're seeing it for our very eyes. But there's just some people who just won't just won't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing, the one world religion, I'm just kind of curious about that. Not folks, we have to, you know, go with truth here, but just something I was just thinking, but it seemed like, I know after 9/11, from what I understand about their culture, people of the Islamic faith or whatever, when they conquer a territory, from what I'm hearing, they want to build on it.
Mm-hmm.
I know when the site of the World Trade Center, nothing was on it. For some reason, a group, they wanted to build a mosque. They said it got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be on that site. They were really pushing it. And from what I understand, once they conquer territory, they want to build on it. And I'm just thinking, I'm not sure, but I'm just kind of curious of what will be the one world religion that they're pushing. Some reason I'm thinking, you know, the Muslim faith. I don't know. It just seemed like they was, even Obama. He said one time that the U.S. is the biggest Muslim country.
Mm-hmm.
Really? We wasn't founded on no Muslim beliefs, but I'm just curious about that. What do you have any idea what would be the one world government one world religion that they would try to push us in?
I think, just according to what I read in the Book of Revelation, it seems like it would be along the same lines of Catholicism.
Oh, yeah, I thought about that.
Yeah, I think it would be along the lines of Catholicism, because that is, if you notice when you hear, if you watch the news, you know, ever since I've been little, if I watch the news, when I hear reporters say, quote, unquote, the church, they're not talking about Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church down the street. They're not talking about Pilgrims, Progress, nothing like that. The church is the Catholic Church. And, you know, it's a shame, you know, just you bringing that up with the one world religion. I know I used to love going in hospitals, praying for people. That was one of the things I did in the ministry. And when I moved, but as I got older in the ministry, you had to register with the hospital. You know, back in the day, you know, you could go from room to room just knocking on doors. Hey, I'm a minister. You want prayer? And people say yes or no. Most times they sick, they're going to say, yeah, come on in. But now they don't do that. Now you have to, and my wife and I, when we lived in Nashville, we went to this particular hospital, and I was trying to get registered, and you had to be a part of a particular group.
Hmm.
You couldn't be an independent, you know, non-denominational type person. You had to be registered with some type of religious affiliation. You had to be, you know, in other words, a Protestant type of person. And so, of course, we couldn't go in, and we couldn't get in that way. Okay, I just want to pray for people. Either they want prayer or they're not. They don't, you know. But so, you know, even in that, you could just see the little sneakiness of this one world religion that they're trying to bring in. Now, the idea, of course, with Catholicism, pretty much the way they live is how they want to live. We can do what we want to do as long as we can find a priest somewhere to confess something to. And then come pray over our bodies when it's just about gone. You know, so that religion doesn't require a lot. It doesn't require you crucifying your flesh. It doesn't require no real commitment, if that makes any sense, like as far as submitting to Jesus Christ. It's just, hey, we could do wrong. We can do whatever we want to do. And, you know, when it's all said and done, we can just go confess it, you know, to our priest. And to me, that's the convenient religion. But it completely goes against what Samuel told Saul in the book of 1 Samuel. Obedience is better than sacrifice. In other words, obedience is better than asking for forgiveness or confessing and trying to make things right. Just obey and you won't have to do all of that. And so that religion, that Catholic religion, is a convenient religion.
It's convenient there's no sacrifice. There's no crucifying of the flesh, none of that. Just do what you want to do, live how you want to live, and then just try to halfway be a good person, you know. And so I think out of that religion is going to come the beast. Out of that religion is going to come the beast, and which is going to deceive many.
Oh yeah, there was something else I saw in the book too. Once the government takes control, with certain things they want to abolish, like the abolishment of government and borders. You know, they forever. I know, come down to the U.S. Just I've heard some representatives saying we need to have open borders between the U.S. and Canada, even if the U.S. and Mexico. They're really pushing for that open borders. Another point is abolishing religion, except for the one that they offer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's slowly coming around. And another point is the abolishment of family and marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the abolishment of private property. And speaking of that, when I was in Florida, a guy was telling me, he was on his highway, which seemed to be relatively new at the time. And the guy pointed out to me all that land that highway was on. It was all private property. I think the government first came to this person's house, offered them a check. I forgot how much it was, but they said, we want this land, be out by such and such time.
Mm.
No negotiation. They wanted their land to make a highway,
mm-hmm.
and they got it. And so that's kind of where we're living in, and as we see every day, the abolishment of family and marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That's like I said, you see that every day.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in marriages, with the role reversal, see it all on television, make the women more masculine, more dominant, the men be more submissive, feminine-like. So that's not a family structure right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a complex thing. And like I said, it's so subtle the way it's done. Like I said, people have just become numb to it.
Mm-hmm.
And all this is playing out before our eyes. But I guess people got this thing doing a new thing now. You know, instead of going by what's written in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely playing out. And, you know, it's so much that is... It seemed like the devil got a full court press on, where he's, like you said, he's coming from all sides. He's tackling the family. He's tackling the finances. And, you know, all of these different areas that he's pushing against at one time to bring about this new world order. But in the middle of everything, he's got people focused on something else. You know, the inner turmoils in this country, just a little minute stuff. You know, got them fighting over just little stuff and basically to keep their attention. If you pay attention, every time you see something major in the news and it stay on the news for more than a week, somewhere in somebody's state, they're passing a law up under the nose of the people that the people would not approve of. But because people, they love to march and you know, they love to fight for this and fight for that. The whole time, the government is sneaking in these different laws under the nose of the people, you know, and, you know, people just, that's the way the devil do. You know, he gets people paying attention to the wrong thing when something else is going on, when he's bringing other things in. And so, you know, we have to be, the Bible tells us to watch.
And we have to be watchful for these things and pay attention to what's going on, you know, all around us. All of this stuff is not a coincidence. This is not just stuff that's just happening just to be happening. You know, he's a master at what he's doing, and he's got people, even the church, is asleep and distracted with different things, and we're completely overlooking what's going to be brought in. And I think it's going to be sad that so many people in the church are going to be deceived and are deceived, and they're going to walk right into it and won't have any idea whatsoever. They'll just walk right into it. Let's think about this. In the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, it tells us, verse 15, I say, and it says, and he had to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast of the number or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. In other words, 666. So let's think about that. Right now, if the New World Order was kicked in right now, how many of us would, as I'm talking about believers, now we know the world is going to walk right into it, but how many believers could say, you know what, I don't need finances to live? How many of us are ready to make that kind of sacrifice? Because think about it. Here, you're going to need this mark to buy a sale. So the question is, are you buying and selling? Are you going to the store for food? So if you're doing that now, will you have the faith that it takes not to go to the store for food, not to buy and not to sell? In other words, to get out of this system that we're in, do you have the faith to do that? Can you say, no, I'm not going to take the mark? No, there's no way in the world I'm going to take the mark, because that's going to mean an automatically forfeiture of my soul. So no, I'm not taking it. I'd rather starve. And I'd rather starve to death trusting God to provide for me than to take a mark to go to my job and have to take a mark so that I can still fit in with society. Who right now is ready for that? Who can say, I ain't got to go to nobody's store anymore. I ain't got to buy a sale. I just trust God that he's going to provide for me. Who's prepared for that? I tell you what, we better get prepared. We better have some faith that it's going to take to not be a part of this system, you know. And if we're smart, we'll start backing out of the system. You know, we'll start being like them hybrid cars. Just start backing out of that to where we completely rely on God, basically is what it means. You know, and so I tell you, this is a real life. You know, we read this, people have read this. I've heard people talk about this for years. Ever since I've heard people talk about it for years. But the question is, who's doing something about it? And that ain't way, way out in la-la land somewhere. You know, that's right in front of our face. So this is not, you know, so if you think, well, this is, even if you knew this is four generations down the road and you won't live to see it, why not prepare your family for it? Why not start preparing for it now, even if it is 200 years away from now, which I don't think it is, but even if it is 200 years from now, have enough love for your offspring to start preparing them for it. You see, so, you know, to me, the Bible is meant for us to do something about it. We were warned, you know, and this is before there was a chip, you know, so we were warned about it. You know, the Bible is a prophetic book to begin with. So we've been warned about it, and it's time for church folks to start being about it and start preparing for what's coming down the pike. You know, if you don't have faith, develop some, you know, to start reading that Bible and trusting God and actually having a real relationship with him. So that you'll know him as a father that provides, you see, so that we can come out of that. And I'm telling you, the devil set the church up really good with the prosperity gospel and getting people chasing after money and things like that. That was all a setup. All of it was a setup to get the church to depend on the system and get them really entangled into the system so that when it's time to confess the Lord Jesus Christ, they won't confess him when it comes to their stomach and being able to feed themselves.
Yeah. Number again, 888-627-6008. And I really do hope everyone that tunes in, hope you really know getting something out of this here. Like the people say, it's put up or shut up. Yeah, but yeah. Like I said, we done read this. I was going to go down in Revelation time and time and time again. And now it's just starting to roll out. It's just going to take place right before us.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then, sad to say, I think the church is going to really fall for it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of pastors going to, I ain't trying to be negative, but I just got a strange feeling a lot of pastors going to really push for their members to take this chip, even though they know what's written in that Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope not, but that's just the reality of it here.
Mm-hmm.
And back to that chip. Like I said, it's a very sort of way. It's all about convenience.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole everything I read about that article. The people's testimony about taking that chip in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they raved about. Is how convenient it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll make your life a whole lot easier. And that's their selling point. But they don't know what they're doing to themselves in the long run. But, maybe nobody broke down Revelation 13 to them. But if y'all never heard, I just hope y'all that listening. Don't have a real clear understanding about the direction that we're headed in now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real. The chip is out there. That technology has been brewing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And people are, like I said, they're really, really going towards it, really embracing it. And I don't think they know what they're getting itself into over the vineyard.
Yeah. I tell you, Brother Hal, I'm just sitting here thinking that it goes deeper than buying and selling. It goes a lot deeper than buying and selling. I remember when 5G first came out, a lot of people were fighting against that. They didn't want that in their cities because they know it's a technology that has a demonic agenda. 4G was fine. But there's a reason why they're wanting things to be at a higher speed. It's to be able to connect. And I'm going to just use this as an example. I have, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's an iPhone 5. If I take that to the store today, they're going to tell me, get on up out of here. What is that? What you doing? What is that? That belong in a museum somewhere. But I tell you what, you let an Amber Alert come across the system, it's going to find that phone.
It will.
It's going to find it. It's going to find every flip phone there is out there. So I'm saying that the technology, it's not that the iPhone is obsolete, that particular one. But so how are they able to send Amber Alerts to every phone, no matter how old it is? They're still able to send it. Let's think about this, brothers and sisters. There's going to be a lot of people that take that chip. I would say maybe over 90% of the people that's going to take this chip in their wrist or their hand or their forehead. But let's say, for instance, some people start to wake up and they start to figure out, wait a minute, something ain't right about this, but I done took the chip already. So what happens to you when you become a renegade and you no longer want to go along with the program, but you done already took the chip? You think they're not going to send something to you? You're going to give them the authority to do those types of things. That's it. Ain't just this is for your good, and, you know, this is for your Social Security, and, you know, you want this little check, you better, it ain't about them paying you and you being able to go to the store. It's about population control. You know, right now, if they wanted to kill you, they'd have to send somebody to your house to do that, or you know, hope that you eat some bad food. But now you got this chip in your hand, in your hand or your forehead. What you think that, you know, what makes you think? I'll tell you this: when you have to go down to an electric company to pay them to get them to turn your electricity off, they don't have to come to your house anymore to turn it off if you don't pay. They can shut stuff off just by pressing a button in some central office somewhere. You think they won't shut you off some kind of way? You think they won't be able to send sickness or just end your life? You know, there are movies that's got this stuff in it. You know, and we know if you just look at history, movies tend to be prophetic. Somebody somewhere is coming up with those ideas, and they ain't just snatching them out of the air somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so you think about that. We're walking right into a system. It ain't just about buying and selling. You know. Even it's about controlling the people and telling the people what to do. And not saying that anything is wrong with that in and of itself, but it's wrong when the devil is sitting at the helm, when he's the one sitting at the steering wheel. That's what makes it wrong. And so we have to start thinking beyond buying and selling in this issue. We're talking about having the power, giving a government entity the power to, you know, to ruin people's lives, to take life, you know, to do all these different things, you know. And my prayers is that, I mean, I'm sincerely praying that the church will wake up and see what's going on, you know, and that they will, and just people all over will wake up and see what's going on.
All right. Again, I hope y'all got something out of this about this New World Order. Let's hope your eyes were open. Possibly want to give people their your website, how they can contact you and listen to some of your sermons.
All right. My website is www.onetruth.tv. That's www.TRUTH.TV. On there, you'll find our different, you know, other links to our YouTube channel and Twitter and things like that for the ministry. You'll be able to find all of those. You'll find our email address and phone number, how to contact us. So just www.onetruth.tv. And there you'll see all the information that you need to get in touch with us.
All right, everybody. Once again, I really hope y'all got something out of this. So, New World Order. What side you gonna be on? What side you gonna stand on? I just briefly, that reminds me of wrestling. You know, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Hulk Hogan. They came together.
Mm-hmm.
They formed the NWO, New World Order. Basically, you either with them or you're against them.
Mm-hmm.
That's plain. That's when wrestling was good, y'all. You was either with them or you were against them. So NWO hit. You either with the one world government or you on God's side. Ain't no in between. You got to make a tough decision.
Mm-hmm.
Again, thank y'all for tuning in. And till next time, y'all take care.
Look to Jesus.